You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new pilot program at Madison's East High School will offer a different way for teachers to formally evaluate first-year students' performance in the classroom. The standards-based approach to grading represents a gradual but significant shift away from using the letters system most of us grew up with on those tests maybe every week, A through F. They're not the first school in the area to try it. Some middle schools have already given it a go. The district is going to evaluate how the pilot works for the classes involved to see whether it could be a good fit to roll out to more classes and to more schools. We're first going to talk with our reporter who covered the story. Then we'll hear from a couple of the people at Madison High School about how this actually looks and works in practice. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about schools transitioning away from a letter-based grading scale? Are you a teacher, parent, or student who has some experience with this standards-based system? How has it been working? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Corey Hess covers education for WPR. Corey, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
I gave some very basics there. Give us a few more basics. How does this standard-based system work in schools that have been trying it and to be piloted at Madison East?
Well, like you said, it's different than what we're used to. Students won't, in this pilot program, receive A, B, C's like we're all used to. Instead, they'll be getting grades that look like advanced for an A or, you know, emerging instead of a D. But it's not really as simple as just a shift like that. So the idea of standards-based grading is that it gives students more of a chance to see how they're progressing. So for example, getting a B is more of a points-based system. You know, it's 80 to 90 points. But getting labeled proficient tells a student that they're meeting learning targets, but they still have some room to grow. So supporters say that students, you know, they're getting more feedback with this type of grading.
One question that popped into my head, I imagine a lot of people would think about, like, wait a minute, if people are applying to college, don't they want to see grades? At the end of the year, yes, they do. Students will still end up with a letter grade, as I understand it from your reporting, Corey.
They will. Yes, they'll still get that traditional letter grade. But, you know, in talking to the people in Madison and to others, colleges are used to this. They're getting more and more used to it because this is becoming more of a popular thing. So these students will still get letter grades, this isn't as radical as we might think because we're used to seeing letter grades. It's just kind of a new way of education. And which is always changing.
Yeah. And Madison isn't the first school, even the first school in Wisconsin to do this. How many others around Wisconsin have given this a try?
You know, there's a handful. Milwaukee Public Schools, McFarland School District, School District of Baraboo have been doing this. And then starting this year, the Racine Unified School District. And then just over the border in Illinois, there's a lot of suburban school districts that have been doing this for several years.
And Corey, can you talk a little more about the why that you heard from the people involved in this in Madison and who have tried it elsewhere?
Yeah, again, the why is just that it puts the primary focus more on learning and giving students multiple opportunities to demonstrate what they have mastered and then what they still need to work on instead of just this concrete grade and concrete points. So they just have a little bit, you know, more, it's not so black and white, like in their face. It's just more of focusing on learning. And, you know, another thing is this, they're not being graded on behavior and on homework. It takes out some of the traditional things.
Corey, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Corey Hess covers education for WPR. Now we're going to bring in a couple of the people responsible for implementing this change at Madison East High School. Jocelyn Lipinski is assistant principal and scheduling principal of Madison East. Jocelyn, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
And Megan Willauer teaches ninth grade algebra, is multilingual education department chair, and is part of the ninth grade leadership team at Madison East High School. Megan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Jocelyn, I want to start with you. This is a significant shift. Can you talk about the process that led up to this pilot program?
Sure. Just to be clear, this process did not start right last summer. I began my career at Capitol High, and I want to just point out that Capitol High in Madison, as one of the six high schools, has been doing this work for a long time as well. That's where I started, and I got a ton of experience with them. And pretty much during that time is when the team that Megan's on, the math team, began to start looking at this stuff and began to play around with standards-based grading. And, you know, as much as I was doing it at Capitol High, they were doing it at East. So this has been years of work before it became what everyone is calling a pilot.
And Megan, what was it about standards-based grading assessment that appealed to you as a possibility to try out?
I think when the algebra team and some of the other courses that are taught in ninth grade, the teachers got together and started talking about standards-based learning, what really appealed to us was the ability for us to hone in on specific skills and pieces of knowledge and what students know and are able to do, and being able to better communicate that to the students and their families so that we could say, for example, a student maybe is able to write a linear equation, but representing it graphically is not something they're able to do yet. And then we can give more specific feedback on that skill rather than just saying you have a B, which doesn't get into the skills or pieces of knowledge that the students have.
Megan, can you talk about working with Jocelyn and Jocelyn, can you talk about working with Megan and the other teachers, you know, to figure out how to give that kind of feedback? Because it is a little different than writing a B on the page after you figured out the number.
It absolutely is. And I will say, like, again, it's the teachers doing this work. They come together and it is more than just feedback on the work. They also are analyzing student work together. They're essentially heading in the same direction together. I think this is a big shift for teachers, too, who they're not all siloed in their classrooms trying to figure out how to teach algebra. They're collectively deciding this is what we want students to know and be able to do, and this is how we're going to get there as a team. And so that's together is where they can hone that stuff. And then as well, they practice the feedback on the work. And we really encourage teachers in the classrooms to give real-time feedback to the kiddos. And that's exactly what Megan said is you can do this thing, but this other one, you're just not there yet. And that's a huge mind shift for us.
Megan, suppose I'm magically transported into that ninth grade algebra class, and I'm not breaking out in a cold sweat. I think that's a good thing. Talk about my experience. When would I see these evaluations on my homework, on tests, things like that? From a student's eye view, what is it going to look like?
So we have four different levels that we talk about pretty consistently: advanced, proficient, developing, and emerging. And students are constantly being asked to self-assess where they think they are. As we go over problems, as we look at work, we talk about what a proficient answer would look like or sound like. We talk about what an answer might need to be able to be bumped up to the next level to be advanced. And then students mid-unit, as we're studying something, we give something we call standards checks, which is essentially what people would think of as a quiz, but the grade on that assessment doesn't actually change their grade in the gradebook. It's a piece of feedback. So this week I had students take a standards check. They got their score advanced, proficient, developing, or emerging with some really specific feedback on what they need to continue to practice for our upcoming test. So our test is next week, and they now have a better idea of what they want to practice before that assessment coming up.
And Megan, what has the response been for your students seeing a different thing written on top of that that quiz?
Well, since we teach ninth graders and they're coming from a standards-based model in middle school,
not a surprise.
It's been a pretty easy transition. They understand that these levels are really tracking continuous growth, and that it means that they have an opportunity to continue to improve their learning and understanding.
And Jocelyn, based at your experience at, as you mentioned, Capitol High School in Madison, did you find that students were learning better? They were grasping the material more with this system.
Yeah. The unique thing is what Megan was getting at there, which is that it does put some of the ownership and the autonomy on our student to say, this is what I can do and this is what I can't do yet. And I think that's a huge thing away from, you know, the notions in the movies and everything where students are memorizing dates and all that stuff. It's not about dates anymore. It's about, you know, what I am able to know and do through the content. And I think that frees up our teachers quite a bit from being stuck with content that's been around for 100 years.
We're talking about a program at Madison East High School in some classes for first-year students that phases out letter grades for day-to-day use and uses a different approach, standards-based approach, for teachers to evaluate student performance and help them get better at the stuff that they need to get better at. We're talking to two members of the Madison East staff, the assistant principal in charge of managing the program, Jocelyn Lipinski, and ninth grade algebra teacher Megan Willauer, who's working with it in the classroom. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Does this sound pretty different than the schooling you're used to as a student, a parent, maybe a teacher yourself? Does it sound good? Or have you tried this before? Have you experienced this yourself? What questions do you have about how this all works? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up next on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Assistant Principal Jocelyn Lipinski and ninth grade algebra teacher Megan Willauer from Madison East High School, talking about a program there in some classes for first-year students that's phasing out traditional letter grades on tests in favor of what's called a standards-based system of rating students' proficiency in different subjects, finding the things that they need to improve. You could join in with your thoughts, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. John is with us in Lake Halley. John, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I am actually a teacher of ninth grade algebra right now, and I like the idea of standard-based teaching, but what do you do with students that just do any work whatsoever or disappear?
John, thanks for the call. I think John was cutting out there a bit, wondering what, Megan, what you do if those students refuse to do the work under a standards-based program.
So in my experience, students want to be successful and want to learn, and we really focus on meeting students where they are at. And I have found that my students will engage with some of the content in some way. So I have been lucky enough that I've never had a student completely refuse to do algebra. I've always been able to find some skills that they are willing to work on and develop that they can continue to learn and grow in.
John, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Jocelyn, a student not wanting to do their work could be a problem in an A through F system or a standards-based system. With your experience with this at another high school, did you see students maybe a little more motivated to do the work?
That's a great question. I think, student motivation. I think the unique thing of this system is that you're not there yet. And I think that frees up some of the students. You're not caught in that like F range. You're not caught in feeling bad about yourself. It's really more about like what you want to learn and be able to do. And I know I keep repeating that, but again, that feels different for me, as a supervisor when I'm seeing that kind of stuff versus I'm seeing, you know, students with a whole bunch of F's and D's.
Thanks for that call. Aaron is with us now in Madison. Aaron, hello.
Hi. My question is, this just kind of feels like a facelift. Like A is proficient, B is intermediate, and it seems not super, it just feels like a facelift. How much of it really is the name change from A to proficient versus teachers just giving more feedback, more tailored feedback?
Aaron, thanks a lot for the call. And I will admit that when I saw this, I thought if I was a cynical student, which I was back in the day, it's advanced. Oh, that's an A. Proficient. Oh, that's a B. Persuade that cynical young Rob, Megan, that this is really something different.
So I think a couple of things. The traditional grading system is so ingrained in our culture and how we grew up as adults and how we were assessed. So it is going to take some time for us to shift, and it's a cultural shift for students then as well. But what I really kind of lean back on when I think about why we're making this shift is when I was grading students in a traditional system and it was out of points, like Corey reported on earlier, thinking about a student accumulating points, they were accumulating random points that might not have necessarily been tied to specific skills. And if they earned enough points, they got to that particular grade. And now instead, we have really clear criteria that we've co-created on rubrics that in order to earn proficient, you need to be able to demonstrate these skills. And if you aren't able to show all of those skills, you are not earning that score yet, and you need more opportunities to practice and show it. So I think the standards-based system and the rubrics we've created and the assessments we've created are holding students to a higher standard than just accumulating points.
Aaron, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We heard it from a caller named Jim who couldn't stay on the line. Jim wonders, what motivates the students to do homework? If there aren't grades, what does this do for students who are struggling to keep up? Jocelyn, I think sometimes there's the idea that, okay, that grade, well, gives me something to strive for. I want to hit that A. Do you see that as a loss? Do you see that as maybe taking away motivation, as Jim is concerned?
Well, what I often argue is if grades were a motivating factor, then all students would be getting A's, B's, and C's, because I believe that all students wake up in the morning and want to earn those grades. But I think that that's a punitive system of sorts that we are all caught in. And again, that's I have to shift my mindset to think about that and give students the space and time to learn the skills that we agree as a school and as a group of teachers are important for our students to know. So as far as motivation, all kids want to learn. And in this case, it actually makes the environment a little safer that they are getting that direct feedback instead of some test that comes back with a red letter F on the top, which tells you nothing other than, you know, you are not a good student.
We are talking to Megan Willauer at Madison East High School and Jocelyn Lipinski. Megan's a teacher, Jocelyn a principal there, talking about working with standards-based evaluation of students instead of getting that letter grade on everything you do, a guideline, ways to find out what students need to get better at. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Megan, one thing I wonder from the teacher's perspective is it sounds like this might take more time that teachers may not have a lot of. Does it seem like it's increasing a workload?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. I think my answer is no. I don't think it's an increased workload. I think it's shifting my attention and helping me to prioritize what we are teaching and how we are teaching it. And I feel really fortunate the team that I work with, being able to collaborate with them and help to kind of divide up the work and really think through and share ideas and share practices has made this a more efficient system for me.
And Jocelyn, a point I mentioned earlier, as I understand it, this all gets translated into a letter grade at the end of the year. So that's, say, for that college application, things like that, the grade is on the transcript. How important was it to do this? Was there some pushback along the lines of like, well, you got to have a letter at the end of the day?
I mean, yes and no. That's a really good question. Our district, as it stands right now, it sort of had to have a letter grade on the end. And that's okay from our standpoint. There's no way we can exist outside of that system. And that's, again, that's okay. And I think it helps students. At the end of the day, again, it's all these kids in these classes that are getting this different experience about what they can and can't do. And they go from there.
Megan, if there are teachers or administrators from other districts around the state listening right now saying, okay, yeah, this sounds kind of cool, how would you recommend they get started looking into it, researching it, and maybe working to make it a reality?
I think having the right team in place is really important, and starting to have conversations with teams around philosophy, around grading, about what we believe grades are meant to communicate, and what we want students to be able to show in their learning by the end of a course, and starting there and thinking through what those standards might be, and then going backwards, how do we get students to that point to be able to demonstrate proficiency in all of those skills? So I think the team, the collaborative team piece, is the first step.
And Jocelyn, as you mentioned, you've been working with some standards-based evaluation for a while. Are you at a point where you're ready to evangelize and suggest to other school districts, yeah, you should give this a look and maybe give it a shot?
Oh, I love that question. Yes, if we are talking about evangelizing around student-centered teaching and having students feel welcome in the classroom and, you know, focus on their own autonomy and competence, then yes, I'm all for that. Because I think Megan's right. You have to start talking about that work in a collaborative team first to buy into this stuff. So, yes, I'd love to go around the country and do that kind of work, Rob, if that's what it meant.
And Megan, for the rest of the school year, do you, as you enter this term, do you see students ready to rock and learn and, you know, improve on that one thing in algebra that they're just that they're striking out on so far?
Yes, I'm seeing students talk about specific skills or things that they want to improve on. I'm seeing a lot of students experience success. We are finishing up semester one really strong and looking forward to making small shifts semester two and continuing to learn from the pilot.
Thanks to both of our guests. We've been talking to Jocelyn Lipinski, assistant principal and scheduling principal of Madison East High School, and Megan Willauer, who teaches ninth grade algebra and is multilingual education department chair. We talked to them today about a program they're working on for a standards-based approach to grading in a handful of classes at the high school, with less emphasis on day-to-day letter grades, more emphasis on skills to develop in algebra or all the other classes.